Interlude. Corey was a good, good dragon. But Corey missed her rider very, very much. Many, many moons ago, a wicked, wicked scourgeling had knocked Deborah off Corey's back while they were fighting. Corey had flown fast, fast, but hadn't been in time to catch a rider, blood everywhere, card in her heart torn in two. Remembering still hurt. Hurt. No one else's card smelled as good, good as Deborah's. No one looked at a purple like Corey twice. They all wanted young hatchlings. They thought Corey was old, old. So Corey did her chores. She fought and fought scourgelings during eruptions. Sometimes she showed other purples tricks, like how to loop and loop in the air. Over the last few months, her stomach had gotten big, big. Corey was certain there were many, many eggs in there. No males stayed for long. They were all busy, busy with their own riders. Corey had eggs and eggs before, but this time felt strange. She felt heavier, even than the time she had carried twin uncommons. That had been when Deborah had been alive. The uncommons had made her rider happy, happy. Corey thought if she clutched more than her usual lots and lots of commons, someone would notice. She could be happy again. A dawn sun rose. It was egg time. Corey floundered into the sky. The air, which had always lifted her up and up, didn't feel right. She tried and tried, but was just too heavy to fly fast. All clutching dragons were to go to a special place, an arena. But since Deborah died, Corey had gone to a secret, secret spot. If she had lots and lots of commons eggs, she could just leave and no one would care. But if she laid on commons again, she could roll them into the open and people would be happy, happy with her. She crawled into her secret cave. Cramps shivered her belly hard, hard. Whining to herself, she wished Deborah was there. Her heart beat and beat in her chest, harder than it ever had before. Though her stomach was big, big, she pushed and pushed. One egg came out. With it, her big, big stomach seemed to deflate. The egg was tiny, even from a purple mother. It was dark and dark and dark and dark, like all light had been sucked in from around it. Not an uncommon. Something better. Corey touched it with the tip of her snout. It was dark, dark, like the edges of her vision, all crawling inward. Exhausted, Corey curled around her perfect single egg.
Deborah will be so happy, happy,
was her last thought.